You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Few minutes after 11 a.m. on a live imaging Tuesday on Travis and Sliwa. Sliwa just sitting in from his bathroom break. Hi, Sli.
It was pretty 2 minutes, kind of on the clock there.
That's why we call it a clock. That's why we.
No, I'm talking about me.
Oh,
my performance.
Your
of
internal
getting
clock?
It done and jogging back. Got to get it in.
You can watch the show on YouTube today. Just search ESPN Los Angeles. I'm wearing a Riv hat and sunglasses because maybe or maybe not. I'm wearing the same clothes from yesterday.
Looks awfully familiar. As does the pullover.
It was such a great day. I didn't want to change clothes because that means the memories escape.
I had a great day too, but you notice I'm in a clean set of clothes.
How's the spread yesterday?
Chris can speak to it.
Oddly
I didn't
enough,
get a chance.
Travis did not hit the spread.
So this was a discussion yesterday when you left. I'm like, how is he not getting
just
take
rib,
it down? That's what I'm saying.
But there's something special about a morning prime rib. Because, listen, this is sort of, you got to remember, this is Riviera Country Club. So this is sort of like the Caddyshack scene when the caddies get to jump on the pool. That they're, it's like they're letting us around.
Caddies welcome 1 to 115.
Exactly. So it's in the main ballroom that you get to go get food. But they're like, we're not going to do a breakfast and a lunch for these guys. So we're just going to do a brunch. That's open, starts at like 10 a.m. till noon, and then we all get to play part of media day. So there's really no breakfast. It's just Wagyu beef burgers, chicken, Caesar salad, prime rib.
Yes.
I mean, how could you go wrong?
I don't know how you didn't get
and
a plate.
And a good bratwurst, too.
I don't know how you didn't get a plate, sit it in that office wherever you were doing the show from, and then during the break, tell everybody, shut the hell up. I got to eat this thing.
Yeah, but you've seen, we don't eat during the show, too. Maybe a little something, but not. It's like I'm going to have a plate of prime rib in
but I'll
front
give you
of
this.
Meat District, we were eating burgers like it was.
It was before the show. Look, if they rolled that prime rib out there at 9:30, I would have been elbows deep. but they brought it out at 10:30. I was in the middle of the show. I was in no man's land.
And the gentleman cutting the prime rib. So I was in there with Cody, who's on our fun and games department. And because I don't like to go into those situations alone, because I just imagine everybody's watching me hit the buffet.
You got
to
come with somebody.
Oh, look at that guy. Mm-hmm. So I got Cody as my shield. And because he's asking me, like, so Chris, are you still doing the no bread thing? I'm like, hey, Cody, I do more fasting now. You know, I do yoga.
Cody, please, I don't want to even talk. I just want you to stand next to me while I eat. Okay?
I knew yoga was coming out.
Cody,
right
do you
there.
Know I do yoga now? The prime, the gentleman cutting, carving the prime rib looked at me.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'm good. Because I was like, nah.
Did he give you the
and then
are you?
He gave, no, come on home, buddy. I know where you need to come. And I said, okay, just one slice.
I could see him where he's got like every cut there. He has a certain slice, just how thick it's going to be.
Sure.
And then Chris comes up. He's like, no, I don't want it. Oh, you're going to get some. And he goes a little bit over for a little bit thicker of a slice.
And then he says, there's the horseradish right there. You need some au jus?
Was there some jus?
No, I just want horseradish.
Oh, yeah, both good. Both
so spread
good.
Spread phenomenal.
And there's nothing like an 11 a.m.
Did you get
prime
the end
rib.
Cut that's a little
no,
more cooked?
I'm not going to do that. I'm a guest. Okay.
Yeah, but it's there. I mean, you can cut it off the other end. You don't have to go in the middle of the rib.
But real quick, I'll tease this. Okay. At 11:15, I'm going to tell you about Travis's wallet, which we don't see open often.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember that other day when the feather was flying around in the studio?
I do remember.
I think I saw a feather. When that wallet opened up, I'll tell you the details around 11:15.
Okay, one food question. Yesterday,
I'm always trying to lock out, and then this guy's just.
Well, I got you. I got you
in.
For one more. But if I don't get it now, then you know, Emily talked about yesterday. She'll do lasagna in the morning if it's in the refrigerator.
A morning cold lasagna, or
yeah,
you
morning
want
cold lasagna.
So here's the problem with cold pasta, as we say in the you know the neighborhood.
In the community.
It gets. Stuck. It almost feels heavy in your chest.
Probably because it's incredibly heavy to begin with.
It's a brick of pasta.
Honestly,
that's stuffed with meat
problem.
And cheese. Oh, wait, it feels heavy?
Because on Sunday, there was a Sunday.
But it being cold, it's going to be even tougher to take down.
So I'll be, since you brought this up.
Yeah.
So there was a Sunday gravy, just sausage, not meatballs, on Sunday for the games. My parents came over to the house, whatever. My uncle was there. Last night, after I got home from Riv, I wasn't hungry. because we had dinner, but I was like, I could nosh a little.
Sure, there's food in the fridge.
And there is a, this is like a Sopranos episode, there is literally a, not Tupperware, but a, what's the Pyrex, right? Glass full of cold penne.
Oh, boy.
I took a little bit, and it felt like, I couldn't get to sleep for a half hour because it just felt like it was sitting in my chest. So I would avoid the cold pasta, right? I mean, Emily, it does feel heavy, right?
I think that's a you guys problem. It feels great going down. I'm a big fan of the cold lasagna. So,
I haven't had cold lasagna in a long time.
It's amazing.
Maybe now I'm going to have to get some lasagna or make it
and
then eat it cold.
I've had lasagna recently.
I can do cold lasagna. I have a problem with that. I just can't do it at 7 a.m.
I think that's right. I think we're together on that one.
Listen, Emily's right in this. Food has no time. Okay,
Breakfast has no time.
No, food has no time. No. If you want to eat lasagna at 7 a.m., if you want to eat a prime...
You want to have a burger and a dog at 6:30?
I've done it plenty of times in my life.
Yeah, I've done that, because golf courses have burgers and dogs at 7 a.m. And breakfast burritos sometimes. But like you're not slicing off a wedge of prime rib at 6:30 before you
but maybe
jump
now
in the
I
car
do.
And drive to work.
I don't know. Travis at Sliwa continues now.
Thank you, Chris. I love
now he understands.
Lasagna's
I couldn't just
good.
Let that go. We were in the middle of it.
Hot lasagna's good.
Yeah.
And I'm intrigued. Like, I want to try it first thing in the morning because I mentioned to you, my mom makes this thing. It's got corn and ground beef and egg noodles. And it's like a casserole. It's like super old school and not the most like visually appetizing thing, but it's very, very good. And there's always leftovers. And the next morning, I've powered through that, and it's got a lot of pasta in it. And it's exactly what Chris said, but doesn't stop me. Still hammering through it.
I need like 11 a.m. to go off.
Would you have hit the prime rib at 10 o'clock yesterday?
I would have.
Really?
Yeah.
During the show?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd have been okay. It's funny.
I've never
you
seen
said
you eat during the show.
But I don't have somebody carving prime rib next to me. If you brought the same guy from Riv,
sitting in the chair next.
If you brought the same guy from Riv and he's sitting right here, I'm going to eat
with
it.
The hat, the tall, the Measure. Toque, I believe it's called. It looked good, smelled good. Chris came in with it. I'm like, well, that's prime rib.
Yeah,
I had ice water and a bag of pretzels. That's literally what I got out of the spread yesterday. And I think I had a Coke on the golf course, too. It was a great day. Shout out to Scott Votes, who was our contest winner yesterday. Good dude. Had a good time. Hit a couple of bombs out at Ribsley. There's one of those things that...
Good golfer?
Pretty good, yeah. He was like the rest of us. Hit some good shots, hit some bad shots. We were kind of all over the place. But the caddy we had, shout out to Steve, our caddy, been at Riv for 25 years. Mm. Knows the course like the back of his hand. And it's super funny to tell you a little story and, you know, want to be over here. Really cool. But you knew you did something really good when he would say, that's a good shot. Because you didn't get very many of those. Mm. Like, there was only maybe a handful.
He was selective with his.
Four guys playing 18 holes. And I think through the course of the day, there were four good shots. And I think Scott got two of them. So it was kind of a little bit of a different ride along the way. Let's try another one of these phone calls. Speaking of us, Scott, let's go to Scott in La Habra. Scott, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's up, bud?
Hi, guys. How are you doing? Big Angel fan. I don't think the Artie Moreno thing, I don't think he can actually sell the team right now. You guys mentioned, you know, he put it out there 6 months ago. He would have had to sell the team in the first week or two because of the Ohtani factor. If you look at the Washington Nationals, they traded away Soto, correct? Well, as a new owner coming in, you guys all mentioned Ohtani's going to leave the Angels, most likely. If the first thing that happens is Ohtani leaves, you don't re-sign him, you trade him or anything like that, everybody's going to hate you. And I'm not a Moreno fan, but everybody's going to hate the new owner if the first thing that happens is Ohtani leaves. So it might not be really up to him. I'm a season ticket holder. They actually sent out a thing, 2023. Don't be surprised if in a year or two it happens again and it shows up, because you just can't be the new guy and say, buy Ohtani, buy Trout. Everybody's going to hate you. It's going to happen that way.
Well, it's interesting, Scott. I think that what you're putting together makes logical sense, but Ohtani's leaving because the Angels are bad, not because a new owner is coming in. This would not be a, you know, John Doe buys the Angels and Ohtani's down the road 2 months later and it's like, oh, John Doe ran him off. It wouldn't be that. It's like, he's been here a long time. The Angels have been bad. He wants to go win.
He wants to win.
He's been saying for 2 years, I want to go win. I don't think that would necessarily stick to the new guy. And the reason it is a surprise to me is because it appears that it was a surprise to Rob Manfred, who's the commissioner of baseball. It was only a couple of weeks ago, Al, where he was saying, look, we expect to have this done before the start of the season, that there's a lot of interested buyers out there.
Yeah.
That they've talked that they have about five different people that were very interested, that were looking at the data, as they say, basically the P&Ls of a baseball team. Mm-hmm. And people were interested. $2.5 billion, maybe as high as $3 billion reportedly, and then just pulling it off. I don't think the Ohtani thing, because you could try to keep him, you could move him. That's just the price of being an owner. You're going to have some good decisions, some bad decisions. But the Ohtani leaving decision would have stuck to Artie, whether it happened right before or right after the sale went down. I don't think that sticks to the new guy.
So I think any owner that came in, you were going to give that new owner time to figure this thing out. And it's not going to get figured out in a year. And if Shohei was on his way out and there was nothing that he can do, the new owner, I don't think people are going to sit back. I think no matter, when you get a new owner to a new company, you got to give them a second.
Yeah.
Artie Moreno, you already know what you have there. You're not giving him any more time. Obviously, Artie Moreno has proven that he's put together losers over X amount of years. I'm not trying to be, it's just the reality. You're winning your division. You're making the playoffs. Mike Trout has never won a playoff game.
He's only played in three of them. He's been in the playoffs once, and they got swept in three games. You could say he's never won a play. At least they were in the playoffs four or five times. You're like, okay, look, they're just not quite good. They've never even been in it. They've only won the division once in Mike Trout's career. It's a terrible look for everybody, but most of all, it's a terrible look for Artie, because people were thrilled that he was going to leave, and now that he's coming back, and everybody's incredibly, I don't even know what the word is, not unenthusiastic, it's more than that, just like serious, like bummed out.
Yeah,
like,
bummed out.
Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
He's, oh man, so more of this?
I love Manfred's statement. I'm very pleased that the Moreno family has decided to continue owning the team. I'm sure you are.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm sure you're very happy.
As you were probably thrilled when he, oh no, Artie, please stay. Please stay. Don't sell the team. We'd love to have Shohei Ohtani go somewhere
despite else. Strong buyer interest in the Angels, Artie Moreno's love of the game is most important to him.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Sounds good.
Lakers and Clippers tonight. What is it? It's 10, Slee? Is it 10? They've been 10 times in a row?
Oh, is that? Geez, I did not even know that number. I know the Clippers dominate the Lakers
as of
late.
I think it's 10. Not tonight. I'm telling you right now. Call my shot. Lakers by more than one.
Well, sounds good.
Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Live Imaging Tuesday with Travis Itzleba is on. Producer Emily's here, producer Taylor. You can see what's different about us. I think that's going up on social media, the three of us, myself, Emily, and Taylor in a moment. But you can also just watch the show on YouTube at ESPN Los Angeles today. If you're listening, thanks for listening on a Live Imaging Tuesday. We talked about Trav and I's outing yesterday at RIV for Media Day for the Genesis Invitational, which is coming up later in February. Be there, by the way. It's a great sports event in the Southland to be part of. It's a fun day. You could maybe run into Trav and I on that Thursday.
Arguably one of my favorite events of the entire calendar in LA. I love that event. It's one of my faves.
So
fantastic.
This day, the Media Day, always falls around Tommy Lamb's birthday. And you hear Tommy referenced here a lot on the radio station. He's the head of the Fun and Games Department. Okay, help make the Mandy's come to life, all the different events we do. Tommy has to be a big part of things. So we're very close. We play golf every week. We're friends, close friends. I always take him to R&D Kitchen in Santa Monica after we get done to eat the greatest chicken sandwich that you will find. It's called the Ding's Crispy Chicken Sandwich at R&D Kitchen, which is part of the Houston's restaurant family. I treat. This is my thing. So I thought, well, we'll mention it to Trav. We don't usually mention it to anybody else just because everyone's tired. They want to get home, fight traffic to get home from Riv.
I believe the invitation went something like this. I know you won't want to come, but...
Anyway, and then immediately I'd love to come.
I'd love to come. That sounds nice.
So Trav's invited. Mm-hmm. So it's the three of us. Okay? We have a lovely meal. They both agree, oh, it's the best chicken sandwich. So great.
Oh, my goodness.
And then the check comes. Right, the check comes.
Yep.
And this is what this is my gift to Tommy every year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll get that. Trav, you almost heard the hallelujah music in the background. That wallet comes out.
Yep.
A feather, cobwebs, it's gone flying. Because Travis says, no, I got this one. And I look at him like...
That wallet, so right when he opens it, it's a picture of Rome. It's just that old. It's that long since they opened it.
And I look at him like, now you want to pick up a tab? This is the meal I pay for. Okay? I almost wanted to give him the Tony Soprano line. Here's how it works. You eat, I pay. But I didn't. Because I thought, well, this is a really big event that he's paying for dinner. Okay?
Trav.
Especially when he knows Tommy's, like, he didn't know I was going to treat that this is like Tommy's birthday. So he knows Tommy's holding a corporate card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm. I am not. But he knows Tommy's got a corporate card on him.
Did you instantly regret kind of forgetting the whole corporate card?
But he topped me. This is my birthday gift to Tommy. What do I got now?
So now you got to go do something for Tommy.
You're putting too much thought. I just wanted to do something nice for two people that I enjoy spending time with. That's all. Just wanted to had a nice day with you fellas. Thought it might be nice to treat you guys to some crispy chicken sandwiches, which were terrific. It had a little kale slaw on it, a little Swiss cheese on a toasted sesame bun cut into three pieces, served with fries that were not overly salted, with a little ketchup on the side and a little remoulade. It was terrific.
I don't know what he said that second word.
Crispy chicken remoulade. Sandwich. Never even heard of it.
It's amazing. R&D Kitchen.
So good.
I'll take you there and I'll pay if you want. But here's my thing. Did the bank call you last night to go, sir, we see a meal in Santa Monica.
You're on the West Side spending money.
It seemed oddly expensive for chicken sandwiches. So
it's over $75. We wanted to call you immediately.
I believe the phrase you're looking for is, thank you, Travis.
Thank you, Travis, for taking the one gift I give Tommy each year. Appreciate it.
You can buy him a chicken sandwich another day. I'm just glad that I got.
But we're
to
not
spend
in Santa Monica
guys.
Often
hey guys
on a weeknight.
Go there one night. Go get the Ding's chicken sandwich. Chris did order for the table, which was kind of awkward. That was kind of a weird moment. I got to be honest.
Well, because I was prepared for you to be like, "Oh, Chris, you've been talking about this sandwich all day."
Were you?
But I'll
you
get the spaghetti
anything?
And meatballs.
Yeah, I was going to say you weren't going to get anything different, right?
Well, so we sit down, and the waitress comes over and takes the drink order. And then she says, we have some specials, and she reads off the specials, and Chris goes, sounds great. We're going to have three Ding's chicken sandwiches.
With three fries.
I like that.
Because the fries are separate.
Like, didn't even go around the table like, you guys good? Just, we're going to take three Ding's chicken sandwiches. And he wasn't wrong. He wasn't wrong.
And then he paid.
And then I paid. What do you think, Al?
We won't see that wallet open
even.
Up for another 10 years.
I bought you one. I bought Tommy one.
When did you
one.
Buy me one?
At when you and me and Amanda over at the hotel over here.
Did you get that one or did I get that
one? No, I got that one. Remember, I blew it because I thought Amanda was going to do the corporate.
That's right.
that was one that I had a very tactical approach that backfired.
That's right.
This was not that last night.
Yeah, he's set. Now he's waiting for the invitation to go somewhere else from us.
Still owe them one. We'll get it squared away.
Factor Caps coming up in just a few minutes with producer Emily. But Travis at Sliwa continues now.
Thank you, Chris.
Let me go to Yelp and see some photos. This place looks amazing.
It was good. It was good. They had a nice cold beer. Chris had a martini. It was a good. Yeah, Tommy got some fancy drink.
This is on top of the golf course. That's a good day.
I don't know if you know me well enough to know, but that's kind of my thing. Like if I could do anything, that would be the day. Go play golf at a nice place like that. Go have a nice sandwich somewhere, fries, hang out with some people that you enjoy their company, have a beer, maybe have a cocktail.
Well,
it's a pretty good day.
You had said that if money wasn't an option, you want to be the country club guy.
It's the only thing
the country club
thing mm-hmm. I want. Like, I don't need a fancy car, I don't need second house. I would love to be able to go play golf at my club, Sleeve. Whatever. It doesn't have to be a fancy one. Hey, why don't you come on over to the club, Al? We'll have a little lunch. Yep. We'll play a little golf. And we'll see. Maybe we'll play some cards afterwards in the grill room. I'd be a very good country club member.
Just wear a towel when you're in the...
Oh, I'd never go in there. I'd never go in there.
You're not going to go shower?
Nah, no, I'm going home. I'm going to go play golf.
Use their shower?
Nah.
Just kind of worry about golf. Use their fresh towels?
Eat, play a little cards, bounce, go home, grab a shower there. I don't know.
Maybe a little mouthwash, huh?
I do like that.
Get a little mouthwash in there?
I do like that. I'm not much of a, I'm going to hang around the locker room with everything flipping and flopping around. That's not my deal.
Throw a little aftershave on and you didn't even shave?
Because I'm not,
you didn't have to shave.
The little pump mouthwash, we get the little cup. That is, yeah, that by is. The way, also impossible to get it into the cup without it exploding.
No,
on the
no,
first
it gets
pump.
On your wrist.
It goes everywhere.
I hold it and it's on my sleeve and down my wrist.
Because you don't know how hard to push the little plunger, yep. And no. You always hit a little turn. It's like a scope explosion.
And the cup is too small for you to put it right in front of the.
It barely dribbles out. It's a whole thing. 9 in a row, Al.
I need like a 32-ounce cup to make sure it doesn't.
What they should do is put like red Solo cups in there. Just have them lined up with the Barbicide and the combs and all everything else. 9 in a row, Clippers over the Lakers.
Clippers 9 in a row.
They could make it 10 tonight if they can win that game.
You agree with this or not? Lakers already 0-2 against Clippers this year. Clippers are a 500 team. And I still think that they'll be a tough out in the playoffs and think they'll make the postseason. We'll see what happens. I think the last time the Lakers played them was the first week of November. It's like November 9th or 10th or something like that. So okay. They played them in the second game of the season. Then they played them a few weeks into the season as well. Safe to say, this is not the same Laker team as it was 2 months ago.
Yeah, they're better.
And the reason why I say that is because I don't know if the Lakers are going to beat the Clippers. What history will tell you is that the Clippers, for some reason, Luke Kennard becomes Larry Bird. they play so well against Lakers, and it feels like they had a chip on their shoulder every time they play the Lakers. But the one thing I will say about the Lakers over the last, let's say, 30 days, 40 days, they don't get blown out. Last season, if the Lakers went down 15, it's 25 by halftime. And if it's 25, it might be 35 by the time the start of the fourth quarter. This team, I will give them, if there's something to give them credit for. By the way, 11-9 since Anthony Davis has been out. I'm counting that Denver game, too, where he left that game. But 11-9 since then. They don't lose. They could have lost to Memphis big. They could have lost to Portland big. And I'm not even talking about, I know they ended up winning those games. They don't really get blown out. And I think this will be interesting tonight. I don't think it's the same Laker team as it was in those first two losses against the Clippers. Clippers have clearly had the Lakers number. I kind of like the position that the Lakers are in right now. I kind of like that they fight every single night. I think we might have a good game tonight.
I hope so. They need to win these games. They really need to win these games against the Portlands of the world. And beating Memphis is great, but Memphis is at the top half of the draw, and they're going to stay at the top
half of
the draw.
You're talking about San Antonio tomorrow.
San Antonio tomorrow, but the Clippers in particular, because the Clippers and Lakers are only separated by a few games.
That's why it means something.
Right? It's like the double game in baseball, right, where when you're playing the team you're chasing, it's a two-game swing. If you're down by two at the end of the night, you're either going to be down by three or by one. It's mm-hmm. a two-game swing. That's kind of what this is. With everybody bunched as close together as they are, staying out, never mind getting into the play, and that's goal one. But if you can find a way to get out of that group, and as weird as it is, even though they're in 12th place, they're not far out of even skipping the play-in tournament and being just one of the top six.
That's got to be the goal now.
Of course it does, mm-hmm. because look, like you said, they're playing a lot better and they don't get blown out, but there's also not a team in the NBA that they can't lose to. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to get into a one-and-done or a two-and-done situation.
Couldn't agree more.
Beating teams in that middle, beating the Dallas, beating the Clippers, beating those teams that are kind of all bunched in
Utah,
that
5 Minnesota.
Through 11 yeah. or 12 range, that's everything. This is a big game. As weird as it sounds, game on January 24th is a pretty big deal.
No, I don't undersell that by any stretch. By the way, Clippers have 24 losses on the season. Lakers have 25 losses on the season. So you're right that if you do win this game, you're tied with the same amount of losses as the Clippers with X amount of games left. They're going to reach a point, too, and maybe we get an update on Anthony Davis today in pregame.
We're sitting here a week from today. Is he playing, you think?
I think no question about it.
Yeah.
I think he...
Could he play tonight?
No, won't play tonight. I think he could be back realistically Saturday. Seems like that's a big possibility there. John, you mentioned, you don't know, maybe they would even try to have him play a little bit tomorrow so that his first game back is not against the Boston Celtics, the best record in the NBA, guys that like banging, that kind of ease your way into it a little bit. But I really actually kind of believe this. They went 11-9 so far without AD. You're going to get Austin Reeves. You're going to get Lonnie Walker. You feel like Hachimura is going to be a player that has a role on this team because he's 6'8". He's a wing guy. AD's on his way back. You're kind of out of excuses. From this point on, I do think, you know, playing good basketball, I don't think is unrealistic, and moving up the standings, I don't think is unrealistic.
If watching Anthony Davis under normal circumstances is kind of hold your breath every time he runs up and down the court, I can't imagine what that's going to feel like when he finally does come back, because he's coming off of another pretty significant injury where he's missed, what is it, 18 games?
More. By the time he comes back, he misses, let's say, today and tomorrow. I want to say he'll have missed 48-49% of the season, which is about 23-24 games. He's played in 25.
Yeah. So he's closing in on missing half the season again, and so he's back against the Celtics, whoever it may be. That's great. Mm-hmm. It's also hold your breath time and see what you get, because you just have no idea what he's going to bring every single night. All right, Factor Cap is coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey guys, I'm not holding my breath about my lunch with Travis, but if it is, I think it's going to be pizza on the floor for everybody.
No, we will do it. We will do it. I know we did
cold lasagna.
Will you
today.
Order for us?
No, I was quite honestly a little whoa. That happened fast.
All forward.
Taylor's not eating. He's getting dessert. Emily's getting.
I was going to get the sandwich. I just wasn't expecting to have it ordered for me. It was awkward, if I'm being honest.
I'll take a lemonade. No, you won't.
He's taking control. Also,
I'm sorry, Emily. We sit down. Lady says, "Can I get you something to drink?" I said, "I'll take a Modelo." She goes, "We don't have that." I said, "The Corona, some Mexican beer. We don't have any of those." What do you have? And we only have one beer. Two beers. Lagunitas. That sounds great. Like, how about just, instead of me asking for the 10 things you don't have, why don't you just tell me what you've got and I'll pick one of those?
It's like, we don't have a beer. I'm come out with a Bacardi for you.
Also, just like a fancy place that has no beer?
No, they had a beautiful bar, wine, but only a
couple
very
beers. Yeah.
Cultivated beer list.
Okay. All right. So I saw this debate on Twitter the other day. So letting your child play with their iPad at full volume at a restaurant is rude on the part of the parents. Travis, Factor Cap.
1,000% fact. Look, I've come to grips with the fact I don't like it, but I'm not railing against it anymore. If you have a young child, and I'm going to say 6, 7 and down, and you don't have a sitter or something, you want to go out and have a dinner, and you can keep that kid quiet for 45 minutes staring at an iPad, knock yourself out.
Yep.
I don't need to hear the Elmo song playing out of the iPad while I'm sitting at the table 6 tables over. Just turn it down. Just have a nice night. Enjoy your time. Give him some headphones, but I should not hear the Elmo number 5 song from across the restaurant. That's a bad deal.
How?
This falls into a lot of bad deals. In fact, on this as well, I don't understand it. And there are some people I'll use as an example. You're at a restaurant. This happened to me and my girl, I don't know how many months ago. I might have even mentioned the story. We're eating ramen, and the tables are pretty close to each other. And there's one girl with, I don't know, they're a couple, whatever. She's so loud. This is not even kids, any of that stuff. I'm like, kind of know your surrounding here. I find myself talking the same level of what's going on, right?
Well, you're a human being.
Not being too loud. Now this. The kids is a whole different. You're churning their iPad all the way up. You got your phone all the way up, and you got people at the gym. I'll see people walking around at the gym having a full on conversation. What are you doing?
Like this with a face card. It's like what just holding it up to your ear, brother.
Yeah, I don't understand it. So this is beyond fact for me and beyond annoying.
It's rude.
Taylor.
Okay, I'm cap on this, but the caveat would be you said full volume. So I think it's appropriate to have it at a volume that's the same as the level everybody else is speaking at. Because what's the difference between a song and somebody's annoying voice?
Okay, but it's their voices kind of all come together to make like the background soundtrack of a restaurant, right? There's the plates and the silverware and the dishes and the hum of the restaurant. Yep. And then if you can distinctly make out doot, 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 number five. It's like it pierces through the rest of the restaurant.
That's the problem. If it's too loud, I don't think having it at a low volume is a problem.
Five.
You're a good man, Taylor. I think Travis and I just would hallucinate.
No, I'm telling you, I have been in that situation, and when you're in a place, it is your responsibility to make sure your young children don't bother people that are there to have a nice
time. Do you look at the parents?
No.
You ever give them a look?
No.
No?
I just know that it bothers
them a little look. I give them a little look.
Does it change if it's a restaurant that's like family-friendly? That's like a kid-scented restaurant.
100% yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's like it's
if
different.
If you're at Chuck E. Cheese and the kids got the Elmo song going, that's one thing. If you're at Mastro's, it should probably be turned down.
What about like a chain, like Chili's?
Turn it down.
Okay.
But Chili's is more, it's a family type of place.
I don't mind that it's on the table. I've come to grips with the fact that Junior's watching Sesame Street. Mm-hmm. Fine. Whatever. Just don't want to hear it. That's fine.
All right, so today is National Compliment Day, and not only is it National Compliment Day, but apparently it's studies shown that men receive less compliments than women do on average. But you have a hard time accepting compliments that are given to you. Alan, fetch your cap.
A little fact to that. I don't know why. It's a little kind of uncomfortable, or I'm not exactly an attention seeker. So
pick the right line of work.
Right.
It's attention. It's on national
radio. Don't look at me
Hey, you could still do it, but you don't have to shout your name out all the time. I think there's a style that you can do it.
What's the show called?
Exactly.
Travis and Sliwa. There's a style. Hey, what's Joe Rogan? Joe Rogan's not. I mean, this is the number one podcast in the world. The guy's not out there screaming or anything like that.
Howard Stern seemed to do okay screaming.
He did.
Rush Limbaugh,
everybody's got different styles.
Right, doing this.
Styles are different.
Most of them are pretty brash.
Anyways, long story short, I think yes, getting compliments could be a little. I stand more on fact than that one. A little uncomfortable.
Trev?
I've gotten better at it as I've gotten older. When you're a little, at least for me, when you're a little bit younger, it's like, no, it's not a big deal. But now it's like, hey, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for saying something. Especially when it's about work. That's the one that feels the best. If it's about the way that you look or something, I know they're lying. So I just keep it moving. But when it's something about the work or your kids, I'll tell you the number one compliment you can get when somebody says something nice about your kids. That's one that hits you right there.
Yeah.
When they say, hey, I just want to tell you, your son, your daughter, they're terrific. I really think that you guys have done a great job with them. That's the one that makes you feel the best.
What about your cooking or your cleaning?
Yeah, no, that feels good. I like that when somebody says, hey, that's a tremendous compliment for sure.
On average, what if you do get a compliment, what is the compliment about? Is it about work? Is it about your food? What is it for both of you? What do you think?
For me, it's more associated to the job, doing the show. I think that more than anything else, it's that. Because I think after that, then it's like, I don't know what somebody's going to tell me on the side street, but somebody who knows me might say, hey, heard you on the show, this, that, like the show, whatever it is.
It's kids and work are the two. You guys wouldn't know, but when I throw parties, I get compliments that I'm a nice host. We'll see if we can come up with something.
Taylor?
Fact. Yeah, I struggle with this. I don't know. I think it's kind of a Midwest thing, too, is you're not supposed to think you're better than other people. I don't know. It's something I'm trying to get over, too. But I struggle with compliments about my looks when people compliment that. But
start off my morning, every morning, coming to you and say, Taylor, you look freaking good today.
You have nice eyebrows.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
But I like getting compliments about my musicianship. That's one that I enjoy.
Right, yeah. I think it's about your personality, about what you do is much more important than how you look. I mean, it's nice sometimes to get compliments for how you look, but it does obviously feel shallow or feel different.
Emily, now that I know that those bangs are clip-on bangs, I'm having a really hard time not noticing that they're clip-on bangs.
I know, right? Yes. They're very clip-on-y.
The color is literally almost exactly color's your good. Natural hair.
Color's just good.
The texture is different.
And it's got like a bump in the front.
I know. Yeah. I'm trying. I think if I did it differently, I probably could do it. But yeah, anyway. It's a good thing to see if it works, you know, like if I like it. All right. So off of Taylor's Hey Did You See, I mentioned the Ryan in the Office. I would like to go beat him up. You know, like, I don't like that character that much. And then it kind of got on Twitter that someone was like, oh, I think The Office is overrated. So The Office is overrated. Taylor, Fed or Cap?
I know I say this all the time. I think it's properly rated. I like The Office. It's a good show. I like all the characters. I think it kind of dropped off in the last couple seasons, but it's classic. Classic TV. You can turn it out anytime.
Trev?
I think I'm going to go with Taylor. I don't think it's overrated. I'll just say Cap on that. It is an iconic television show of its time, right? That every generation kind of, you have MASH in the 70s, you got Cheers and Seinfeld in the 80s and 90s, and you have The Office for the early part of the 2000s.
Forgot Friends for a lot of people.
For sure. Yeah. For sure, yeah. Friends. No question about it. But yeah, that's that of the early 2000s, that was the show for sure. And it's still fun. That's the biggest mark, right? You can go watch an episode of Cheers or Seinfeld. Still really funny.
Yep.
You can go watch an episode of The Office 10 years, 15 years from now. It's still going to be really funny. It's terrific.
Is there an iconic comedy for you right now of like the 2010s to early 2020s? I think Veep is hilarious.
You know, I watched my first episode yesterday of Veep.
Really?
First episode.
Did you like it?
I liked it.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I thought it was a little slow. By the time the show was done, that episode, I'm like, this is hilarious.
I love her. I think Julia Louis-Dreyfus is awesome and amazing, and it is a completely miss on my part. I've never seen it, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe check it out. And then I also think Abbott Elementary might get there with a couple more years. Everyone loves it. It's a really good classic.
You know what it is? I'm not saying you gotta like it. It's Modern Family.
Oh, yes.
Modern Family is the answer to the 2020s. Right.
For sure.
Yeah,
for
the
sure.
Late teens and 20s.
Before that, for me, It's Always Sunny, right? We've talked about it.
Just love it.
As good as it gets. I think this is Cap for me. And I think a lot of it has to do, I don't think The Office is overrated. A lot of it has to do with something that you just mentioned. Can you watch an episode of theirs tomorrow and be okay with it? I can watch Seinfeld tonight, tomorrow, and I don't need to know the storyline. I don't need to know what's going on. Just put it on and I will watch it. That, to me, is the definition of why it's not overrated.
And The Office, too, when you're flipping around, and it's not, is it on Peacock now, I think, streaming service?
That's where it lives, yes.
But it's still on Comedy Central and TNT, wherever it lives. And you're flipping, like, okay, I'll check it out. Very few times is it, I don't like this one, and you skip it.
Once the only
you
one
go
I don't
there,
watch, Todd Packer. The episode called Todd Packer, I don't watch it because I hate him.
There are a couple that don't really hit me right, but you're right, Al. That usually,
you can pick up any episode, too, and you don't have to know the previous.
No.
Yes.
It's a good deal. It is a good deal. Pat Riley talking about LeBron, and he said something in a piece that Ramona wrote, Al, that made me go, huh. It's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Live Imaging Tuesday, about quarter before noon in the Southland with Travis and Sliwa. A lot of response, not just on text, but also on social media, Trav, to you actually opening up your wallet last night and paying for a meal.
I'm glad that everybody had a nice night. That's all I really care about. Yeah,
but you ruined my whole, it was supposed to be my night.
Well, I'm sorry I ruined your night. I hope that you at least got to enjoy the sandwich and the martini and, kind of cap off a pretty good day with a nice little meal.
Don't forget, coming up at noon, I'm going to tell you about being starstruck, which doesn't happen to me. Yesterday was starstruck, and it has nothing to do with you. Plus, you can see Emily's bangs at YouTube. Just search ESPN Los Angeles. Watch the show live, and you can see that I'm wearing the same clothes as yesterday. Taylor's not wearing a hat, and Emily's got bangs.
Amanda really wanted to see the bangs, so I put them back on for here.
Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down. What are we doing? Medium.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Average. Medium. Average. Yeah.
Thumbs.
Properly rated.
Exactly.
All right, Travis, not overrated, not underrated.
I'll tell you about being starstruck at noon. Travis at Sliwa continues right now.
So we're walking out of Riv yesterday, and I'm walking to my car, and
you have a chunk of prime rib with you.
I wish.
You just grabbed it.
There's, I don't know if you, so it kind of sits up on this hill, right? This beautiful old clubhouse built in the 1920s. It's stunning. It's just awesome. And then off to the side is this brand new little area where they're playing pickleball. They have like, there's 8 or 10 courts, right? As you might expect, at Riviera, pretty nice. Mm-hmm. Most of them are full. If there were 8 courts, 6 of them are in use.
That's okay? Full.
It's pretty full. Guys, and I'm watching and I'm thinking, okay, I got to see if I can pick up a tactic or two for our upcoming tournament. These guys were like the John McEnroe and Bjorn Borg of pickleball. They're hitting two.
That's who we're going to have play in this tournament. You know that, right?
Okay, here's the racket, right? Yep. If you're watching us on YouTube, mm-hmm. You see me. This paddle is just slightly bigger than a ping pong paddle. Mm-hmm. Okay? Two hands on the racket hitting two-handed backhands, topspin, up the line, down the line. And as far as I can tell, having played pickleball twice and watched it once for 45 seconds, The goal, Al, is to move in as close to the net as you can without going in the kitchen. You want to get right to that line, right? Mm-hmm. Because once it's in there, when I went and played with my buddy the other day, it was ping, ping, ping. These guys, ping, 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 ping. The ball never hits the ground. It's really quick back and forth. And it was like watching a slot machine go off. Jeez. It was unbelievable how good these guys are. If there are any of those guys in this tournament, we are screwed.
Okay, correct. You agree with this or not? If we said we're going to do a basketball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's basketball tournaments that are done all the time. If we said we are going to do a home run, you know, like we did the softball game. Or yeah. If we did, these things happen. When you say pickleball, it's not like there's only so many guys, girls, whatever the case is, that really care about pickleball. The moment we said you can buy your way into this pickleball tournament, is this not their Super Bowl?
Are
these ringers not coming out in March and basically like, hey, if you didn't know my name before, you're going to know my name by the time this is over.
I don't know if
Trav and Slee are going to be talking about Rick in Ontario.
I don't know if there's a lot of Riviera membership / Travis Lee crossover listening. Maybe. Hope so. But I picture like the sign-up sheet for the ESPN 710 pickleball tournament up in the Riviera pickleball clubhouse. Like, let's go destroy these guys. Because they were so good. And for all I know, Al, they're kind of average. I honestly don't know. All I know is that those guys, if you and I are going to go shoot some baskets at the park on the weekend, this was LeBron James and Ja Morant. That was the gap between what I saw. And for all I know, they're average. It was
the fact that you went home and told Bobby and Michael, I saw the Ja Morant of LeBron James of pickleball today.
They were really, really good, Slee. It was a weird deal. So, you know, we took a bunch of pictures out there yesterday, and Scott Votes, who was our winner of the contest, Jason wanted to get a picture of us up against the Genesis Invitational, this big, giant Genesis Invitational thing. And so he goes, Trav and Scott, go stand up there. So Scott's a big dude. Like, he's probably about my height, in much better shape than I am. And I was enjoying my time with Scott a great deal. And I'm thinking we're contemporaries. And he played high school baseball, and we were talking about all these things. We're having a really nice time. Plays a little golf. We're sharing stories.
Yep.
I'm thinking, you know, this is one of my guys. And I'm just thinking, you know, I'm on his level. He's on mine. We go to take the picture, and I put my hand around him, right, my arm around him, and I kind of clap him on the shoulder like this, and we're done. He goes, yep, you do the exact same thing my dad does. You got that dad grip when it comes to. I'm like, I'm as old as your dad? This sucks. Like, I thought we were like, you know, we could have been in high school together at the same time. And he's like, yep, my dad does the same thing. You got that dad claw grip when you put your hand on somebody's shoulders.
He called you pops on the way out.
I'm like, that just absolutely burst my balloon. I was having a great time, and he called me his dad.
Did he ask you to take a selfie? No. Because then that would have really shown.
That would have been next level.
You would have got chin down.
Like, dude, dad? Really?
Is he like late 20s, early 30s?
He's like 29.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Oh, he's young, super young.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I didn't need the, you remind me of my dad. Yeah, really?
You look like my grandpa. That's good.
You know, you remind me of my best friend from high school. That's what I'm looking for. I want to feel a little, I don't want to be your dad.
Did you walk away with your shoulders down, your head down?
It's a little deflated. I'm not
going
to lie.
Guys, I'm going home. I'm going to go see the pickleball courts.
So nice. So nice out there, Slee. You should come out there next year.
By the way, never been out there. I've been to Pelican Hill.
Yeah.
I've never been out there. Yeah, that seems like a...
Pelican Hill is beautiful. Scenic views, ocean. Yep. It's a beautiful spot, but it doesn't have like the history and the character of this spot. Like when you...
I'm more attracted to... I like that, especially L.A. L.A.'s got this... Some of these spots got...
I think it's the 12th hole. Might be the 12th or... Yeah, it's 12th hole.
Mm-hmm.
There's the bogey tree. It's not the bogey like you've won over par bogey. Bogey as in Humphrey Bogart, because he used to live right behind the course, and he'd go over there and smoke cigarettes behind the tree as the tournament was playing. That kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff that's going on out there.
And you said caddy that was there 25 years. I'm probably telling you, you said all the stories that you're getting. That's amazing.
It was good. It was a very, very good day. Lakers and Clippers tonight.
Yep.
LeBron's closing in on the all-time scoring record. That's going to happen here in a month tops, probably a lot less than that.
Yeah, probably less.
And so, you know, we're revisiting Kareem. Ramona, I thought, wrote a really interesting piece on Pat Riley, on LeBron James, on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and this whole concept, well, we've never seen anybody do what LeBron has done before. And Pat Riley's like, yeah, you have. Kareem did it 30 years ago. I wonder how you see that, because I remember watching those Kareem teams,
mm-hmm.
and Kareem was impactful occasionally, but at the end, at the very end of the 80s, he was in his 20th season like LeBron is right now. He wasn't doing this. He was not dominating the game night in and night out the way that LeBron is.
I remember when we were talking about, hey, let's look at players that have been around for 20 years in the NBA. What were their numbers, right? So I'd look at Tim Duncan. I'd look at Dirk, I'd look at Kobe, I'd look at Jordan, I looked at Kareem.
Yeah.
And I was trying to compare, okay, what were they doing compared to LeBron? Here's the problem with Kareem. Kareem was 41 when he was in his 20th season.
UCLA.
Right?
Yeah.
So he was 41. So I would then just go back and say, well, let's look at his numbers when he was 38. Because that's the best comp that I can make.
I agree with you.
So Michael and I would do this in the pregame show. So I think that's what maybe Pat Riley's point is it's not apples to apples. Because one guy is 38 years old, and he's in his 20th year, but he didn't play 4 years in college. So there is, what will LeBron be by the time he's 41? That's probably what Pat Riley's talking
LeBron
about.
LeBron is doing when Kareem was 38? Was he still the best 4 or 5 or 10 players in the league? I don't remember it like that. He was a dangerous guy because of his size, because of his experience, because of his, you know, his intellect and his ability to play the game and all these things. He was still a weapon, especially in the playoffs. But I don't remember him when you would watch a Laker game in the mid to late 80s. Magic Johnson was the best player on the team. And again, it's Magic Johnson, but there were nights where Kareem would be amazing. But Magic was the guy on this team. And Kareem would occasionally have a night. LeBron is the guy on this team still.
So let's clarify it. No, nobody has done what LeBron has. Kareem at 38 was still putting up 23-6. So he was still putting some really good numbers.
Yeah.
By the time he's 41, he's putting up 10 points a game. And I think that maybe that has something to do with what Pat Riley's saying. But ultimately, at the end of the day, there is no comparison to what Bron is doing right now.
He also said that he thinks LeBron plays only for one reason and that he's still got a shot at that reason. That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.